Do you agree with the advice given in this podcast?
Well, there was a lot of advice in that podcast, a lot. And yes, I think I probably agree with all of it, especially about setting realistic goals, I think. And so little goals that you can reach in a short period of time, because that's very satisfying when you set yourself a goal and you realize that you've achieved that goal that you've set yourself. It makes you feel good about yourself, and you can give yourself a little pat on the back and then move on. So setting yourself little goals that then help you to reach whatever, you know, your objective really is, which is, I don't know, to be able to have a conversation with somebody where there's no breakdown in communication, or being able to give a presentation in English, for example, or whatever it is, you'll get there, but it's not going to happen immediately. So having little goals to help you gradually get towards your main goal, I think is really, really useful.
What do you think are some of the common problems that language learners face?
Oh, I think there are lots of problems that language learners face. I think as adults, we're very impatient and we want to be able to communicate immediately. And learning a language is slow. It's what the podcast says, it's a marathon. So it's not going to happen overnight and we need to be prepared for that. So I think impatience is one of the problems. Also, I think another problem is people like to be able to think they can learn languages intensively when, okay, intensively is good, but what's really, really important is continuing over a long period of time on a regular basis so that it's the language learning is kept active, I think, in and you build on what you've learned. So I think that's important. But also people get bored. You know, there are a lot of people who get stuck in intermediate levels because they start and then they stop and they start and then they stop. You have to persevere and you have to continue. And then without realizing it, you will improve. But obviously if you study for, 3 months and then stop and then don't do another language learning course or don't really use your language until 2-3 years later, you're probably going to be doing the same thing again, because unfortunately language, unless you practice it, it does get very rusty and you do lose quite a lot.
Has motivation ever been a problem for you when learning a language?
I've tried to learn different languages in my life, and I'd say yes, definitely when I was at school. Motivation was an issue because I had no real reason for learning a language. It's not as though I, you know, thought I would use it for anything in particular at that time. And so it was just something to be studied, but it wasn't really very meaningful and it wasn't very well taught when I went to school. So yeah, that definitely didn't help me. But then when I really wanted to learn a language, so when I learned Spanish and when I learned Catalan, I really wanted to learn the language and I had the opportunity to practice them, and motivation wasn't a problem at all. And it then became really relatively easy to learn the languages. I was fortunate to live in the country where the language was spoken, which does help a lot. But then I also tried to study French, and I think probably motivation then was a bit of an issue, because initially I was very motivated, but then it was hard work, and then I ended up being put in a level that wasn't really my level because my level wasn't available as a group, and so it just became like a lot of hard work because it wasn't really up. I think that was more to do with being put in the wrong level than motivation. I was quite motivated, but I was put in a level that was too high, and then didn't enjoy it. So, but yes, it is important. I think it makes a massive difference. If you're motivated for whatever reason to learn a language, you do need to find a motivation, and then it's much, much easier to learn.
What other tips could you give language learners?
What tips would I give language learners? Well, I think it is very important to connect to your motivations. I do think it's before or when you sign up to study a language, I think it's important to reflect on why you're doing it and really connect with that why. So, you know, really, really get in touch with how you're going to feel if you manage to achieve what your aims are. So just trying to visualize a little bit how it would feel to be able to do whatever it is you want to be able to do in that language. That can be very, very powerful, I think. And then, you know, what it says in the podcast, setting yourself little goals that are achievable that will help you to reach that overriding goal. Because that will really help you get through that. And sort of being very conscious of the learning process and what you're learning, and not being hard on yourself, being generous, and celebrating the little successes along the way. I think that's very important. And not being, as the podcast said, not being a perfectionist. Being a perfectionist is not good in learning a language, because nothing is perfect and it can hold you back. Because some people get so worried about making mistakes that they just don't communicate. Whereas the people who are a lot less worried about making mistakes just go for it. And that can help enormously to help you learn. Obviously, there are two extremes, but just go for it. Find opportunities, communicate with people, and have fun with language. Enjoy it. That's what's really important.